Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this morning reading the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhali, the chapter 16, this is text number 190. And we're continuing on with this amazing pastime with the Muslim governor and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tabe mukunda tate kahi suna mahasaya ganga tire yaiti mahapura manahaya. Mukunda Dat then told the Muslim governor, "My dear sir, please hear. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wishes to go to the bank of the Ganges." Text 191. I'll just go through the English. "Please give him all assistance so that he can go there. This is your first great order. And if you can comply, you will render a great service." After this, the Muslim governor offered prayers to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as to the lotus feet of all of his devotees. After that, the governor departed. Indeed, he was very pleased. So just to give you a little background of this, this Muslim governor was a huge dacoit. And the Mahapatra, he was afraid. And everybody was afraid of this Muslim governor. And therefore, the Mahapatra, he suggested to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he not go the direction he wanted. But then by the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Muslim governor just completely changed. He became a devotee, you know, paying dandavas to Lord Chaitanya and offering, you know, so much service. So we're continuing with this amazing pastime. Before the governor left, the Mahapatra embraced him and offered him many gifts. He thus established a friendship with him. Now this is just inconceivable. I mean, this person was such a demon, huge dacoit, killing people and stealing and so much. The next morning, the governor sent his secretary with many nicely decorated boats to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the other side of the river. The Mahapatra crossed the river with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when they reached the other shore, the Muslim governor personally received the Lord and worshipped his lotus feet. One of the boats had been newly constructed, and it had a room in the middle. It was on this boat that they put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the Mahapatra, standing on the riverbank and looking at the boat. The Mahapatra began to cry. The Muslim governor then personally accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of pirates. The governor took 10 boats full of many soldiers. 10 boats with many soldiers. A lot of pirates back then. There was a lot of low-class people at the time of Sri Chaitanya. Just like there was one instance where, I think it was Chotahari Das, he was traveling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout India. And there were these personalities called Bhattaharis that would lure men with these attractive ladies and bring them under their control. So this Chotahari Das, he became lured by these ladies and went into their camp. And Lord Chaitanya, being the omniscient Lord that he is, he understood, so he went there. And it's described that he grabbed him by the hair and pulled him away. Now, these persons were apparent sannyasis, these bhattaharis. So they complained, "What, you're a sannyasi? We're a sannyasi. Why are you doing this?" You know. And Lord Chaitanya, he just took him away. But then they attacked Lord Chaitanya. These persons were such demons. They attacked him with weapons. They were going to, and they were, I don't think they were throwing, but they attacked him with weapons. And the weapons came out of their hands and started hitting them. This is described, I think, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Amazing. And so all these people are attacking Lord Chaitanya with all these weapons. All the weapons slipped out of their hands and started hitting them, cutting and hitting them. Don't mess with Lord Chaitanya. So this, I think this might be the most violent episode in the whole Chaitanya Leela that I could think of. I can't think of any. There was one instance where there was one leader of the Buddhists who was debating and lost the debate. So he was so upset that he went to bring meat, offered meat to Lord Chaitanya. So a bird came, picked up the plate, and then dropped it on the head of this leader of the Buddhists. And then all the other Buddhists, his followers, are like, they understood that he had made a mistake. So they went to Lord Chaitanya, "Please help him. He's going to die, please." And what did Lord Chaitanya do? Anybody remember? He told him, "Go and chant the holy name of Krishna in his ear very loudly, and everything will be okay." So they did that. They're all there chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." And he came to. And then it's mentioned, Prabhupada mentions that they became the guru of the Buddhist leader because they gave him Hari Nam, gave him the holy name, and he was able to. So, yeah, he was able to come around. So at this time, also there was a lot of pirates. So this Muslim governor personally wanted to protect Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The governor accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past Mantresvara. This place was very dangerous due to pirates. He took the Lord to a place named Pichalada, which was near Mantresvara. Purport. The very wide mouth of the Ganges near present-day Jaman Harbor was called Mantresvara. Through the Ganges, the boat entered the Rupa Narayan River and reached the village of Pichalada. Pichalada and Mantresvara are located very close together. After passing Mantresvara, the Muslim governor accompanied the Lord as far as Pichalada. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade the governor farewell. Whoops! The intense ecstatic love exhibited by the governor cannot be described. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Sorry. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the Muslim governor at Pichalada. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami herein states that the governor experienced symptoms of ecstatic love due to being separated from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These symptoms, he admits, cannot be described. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are all uncommon. Whoever listens to his activities becomes glorious and his life becomes perfect. The Lord finally reached Panihati, and as an act of mercy, he gave the captain of the boat one of his personal garments. Mercy. Huh? The place called Panihati was located on the banks of the Ganges. After hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, all kinds of men assembled both on the land and on the water. At length, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken away by Raghava Pandit. There was a great crowd assembled along the way, and the Lord reached Raghava Pandit's residence with great difficulty. The Lord stayed at Raghava Pandit's place for only one day. The next morning, he went to Kumarahatta, where Srivas Thakur lived. Purport. The present name of Kumarahatta is Halisara. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, Srivas Thakur left Navadvip due to separation from him and went to Halisara to live. From Kumarahatta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kanchanapalli, also known as Kanchadapada, where Shivananda Sain lived. After staying 2 days at Shivananda Sain's house, the Lord went to the house of Vasudev Dutt. Now, Vasudev Dutt, he was a very special, of course, these are all very special devotees. But Vasudev Dutt, he was such a selfless devotee that he prayed to Lord Chaitanya that please, let all the sins of everyone in the universe come upon me so they'll be free to go back to Godhead. And when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he cried and he embraced him. And he said, I can understand this is coming from you because you're an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. So he was very, very compassionate. Didn't like to see anyone suffering. Wanted to see everybody liberated. So much so that he was willing to take their sins upon himself. Amazing compassion. From there he went to the western side of Navadvip to the village of Vidyanagar. From Vidyanagar he went to Kuliagram and stayed at Madhavadasa's house. He stayed there 1 week and excused the offenses of Devananda and others. Due to Kaviraj Goswami's mentioning the name Shanti Puracharya, some people think that Kuliya is a village near Kanchadapada. Due to his mistaken idea, they invented another place known as Nukuliyatra Patra. Actually, such a place does not exist. Leaving the house of Vasudev Dutt, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Advaita Acharya. So he's going around giving mercy to all these devotees. From there, he went to the western side of Navadvip, to Vidyanagar, and stayed at the house of Vidya Vachaspati. These accounts are given in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Chandodaya Natika, and Chaitanya Charita Kavya. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has not vividly described this entire tour. Therefore, on the basis of Chaitanya Charitamrita, some unscrupulous people have invented a place called Kuliyara Pata near Kanchadapada. Text 206. From the house of Srivas Thakur, the Lord went to the house of Shivananda Sain, and then to the house of Vasudev Dutt. The Lord remained some time at the house of Vidya Vachaspati, but then, because it was too crowded, he went to Kuliya. Purport, the house of Vidya Vachaspati was located at Vidyanagar, which was near Koladvip or Kuliya. It was here that Devananda Pandit was residing. This information is found in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. In the Chaitanya Chandradoya Nataka, the following statement is given about Kuliya. From there, the Lord went to the house of Srivas Pandit in Kumarahat. From the house of Srivas Acharya, the Lord went to the house of Advaita Acharya, where he was offered obeisances by Haridas Thakur. The Lord then took a boat to the other side of Navadvip, to a place called Kuliya, where he stayed 7 days at the house of Madhavadas. He then proceeded along the banks of the Ganges. In the Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, it is stated, the Lord went to the western side of the Ganges at Navadvip, and everyone was pleased to see the Lord coming. So I believe he was a sannyasi at this time. Right? In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is stated, Sarva Parisada Sangha. The Lord suddenly came to Vidyanagara with a full party and stayed there in the house of Vidyavachaspati. Thus, throughout Navadvip, the Lord's arrival was made known. Thus, the chief of all the sannyasis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, arrived at the house of Vidyavachaspati, as further stated. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Vidyavachaspati's house, many hundreds of thousands of people went to see him and chant the holy name of Hari. It was so crowded that people could not even find a place to walk. Therefore, they made room by clearing out the jungles near the village. Many roads were automatically excavated, and many people also came by boat to see the Lord. So many came that it was difficult for the boatmen to get them across the river. When Vachaspati suddenly arrived, he made arrangements for many boats to receive these people, but the people would not wait for the boats. Now, as you know, in India, very few people know how to swim. Do you know how to swim? Most don't know how to swim. That's okay. It's not a fault. But a lot of people, like we're talking about 99.9%, they don't know how to swim. Yeah. So, but these people, they were crossing without a boat, without knowing how to swim. And Lord Chaitanya just helped them across. Somehow or other, they crossed the river, somehow or other. That somehow or other is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He helped them across and hurried toward the house of Vidyavachaspati. Due to this great crowd, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu secretly went to Kuliya Nagar, so he snuck out. He snuck out with all these thousands of people. How is he going to sneak out? I think he became a little invisible. After the Lord left Vidyanagara, however, all the people heard news of his leaving. They then accompanied Vachaspati to Kuliya Nagar because he made an announcement. He went out and he told everybody, listen, he's not here, because they were angry that he was keeping Lord Chaitanya to himself. And he made an announcement that he had gone to Kuliya Nagar. So then everybody started going to Kuliya Nagar, and they had to cross the river again. Since the news of the Lord's arrival was immediately broadcast, large crowds arrived and greeted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great jubilation. Indeed, when the crowd went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it increased 10,000 times. Now there's already thousands of people. Now it's increased 10,000 times. Like, whew. Thousands and tens of thousands of people. No one can say how many people crossed the river to see him. but many hundreds of thousands made a great tumult when crossing the river Ganges. After crossing the river, everyone began to embrace one another because they heard the good news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival. Imagine the joy. Just everybody's embracing one another because Lord Chaitanya is here in Navadvip once again. It's amazing. Just everybody's embracing one another. There's one temple in Lithuania. It's actually a monastery. It's our only monastery in ISKCON. It's a farm, and it's 30 brahmacharis living there. And after the morning program, they all go around. They embrace one another. They all go around. They embrace one another just to keep, you know, to have good feelings, you know, camaraderie, you know. After crossing the river, everyone began to embrace one another because they heard the good news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival. Thus, all the inhabitants of Kuliya, the sinful, the intermediate, and spiritually advanced, were delivered and glorified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everybody got the mercy. Even the sinful became purified. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Kana Yodha, Baragachi, and Dogachiya, and then crossed the Ganges River before arriving in Kuliya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked through Radhadesh and gradually arrived at the Ganges. After bathing in the river, he crossed it and went to Kuliya. Because he had promised his mother he would return to Navadvip, he went to Varokona Ghat, a village near his house. Now it gets really emotional. He's going to see his mother. Everyone knows that in the middle of Nadia is a village named Kuliya Paha Dapur. You know that? Sri Narahari Chakravarti, or Ghanashyam Das, has written in his Bhakti Ratnakara. He said, "O Srinivas, just see the town of Kuliya Padapura, which was previously known as Koladvip, in a book named Navadvip Dham Parikram, also written by Ghanashyam Das. It is stated, the town of Kuliya Padapura was previously known as Koladvip Parvatiki Yadhana. Therefore, one can conclude that the present-day city of Navadvip and the places known as Bahir Radvip, Kolera Gunja, Kola Amara, Kolera Dala, etc., were known as Kuliya, but the so-called Kuliya Pata is not the original Kuliya." Text number 208. When the Lord stayed at the house of Madhava Das, many hundreds of thousands of people came to see him. So now they're coming again. They left the other devotees home. Now they're all gathering here. Purport: Madhava Das is identified as follows. In the family of Shikara Chattopadhyaya, Yudhisthira Chopapadhyaya took his birth. Formerly, he and his family members lived in Bilva Gram and Putulia. The Lord stayed there for 7 days and delivered all kinds of offenders and sinners. After leaving Kuliya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the house of Advaitacharya at Shantipur. It was there that the Lord's mother, Sachimata, met him and was thus relieved of her great unhappiness. The Lord then visited the village known as Ramakeli and the place known as Kanai Natashala. From there he returned to Shantipur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Shantipur for 10 days. This has all been described very elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur. I will not narrate these incidents because they have already been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. There is no need to repeat the same information, for such repetition would unlimitedly increase the size of this book. Which would have been nice, actually. Those narrations tell how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the brothers Rupa and Sanatan, and how Nrisinghananda decorated the road. I have already described these in an earlier synopsis of this book, therefore I will not repeat the narrations here. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Santipur, Raghunath Das came to meet him. Two brothers named Hiranya and Govardhan, who were residents of Shaptagram, had an annual income of 1,200,000 rupees. Purport. Hiranya and Govardhan were inhabitants of Shaptagram in the district of Hooghly. Actually, they were inhabitants not of Shaptagram, but of a nearby village named Krishnapur. They took their birth in a big Kayastha family, and although their family title has not been ascertained, it is known that they came from an aristocratic family. The elder brother's name was Hiranya Majumadhara, and the younger brother's name was Govardhan Majumadhara. Sri Raghunath Das was the son of Govardhan Majumadhara. Their family priest was Balaramacharya, who was a favorite of Haridas Thakur's, and the family's spiritual master was Yarunandana Acharya, a favorite of Vasudev Dats. The village of Saptagram is located in the Eastern Railway from Calcutta to Burdwan, and presently the railway station is called Tribhiga. In those days, there was a large river known as the Saraswati and present-day Trisabigha. It's a great port. In 1592, the Pathans invaded, and due to a flooding of the Saraswati River in the year 1632, this great port was partially destroyed. It is said that in the 17th and 18th centuries, Portuguese businessmen used to come aboard their ships. In those days, Saptagram, situated on the southern side of Bengal, was very rich and popular. The merchants, who were the principal residents, were called Saptagram Suvarna Vaniks. There are many rich people there, and Hiranya Majumadhara and Govardhan Majumadhara belonged to the Kayasa community. They also were very rich, so much so that it is mentioned in this verse that their annual income as landlords amounted to 1,200,000 rupees. Now back then, rupees were like... Actually, I think they... maybe he put rupees for some reason, but they used to use conch shells back then. My understanding. Maybe Prabhupada put rupees just so they get an idea. But they used to, because there's one pastime where Lord Chaitanya, he said that to the devotees that I'll go to anyone's home and take prasad, whoever has 300,000. Whoever has 300,000, I'll go to their home and take prasad. And the devotees were lamenting, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavad. We don't have 300,000 conch shells. It's mentioned conch shells. That was the currency back then. So then Lord Chaitanya said, no, 300,000 names. Whoever has 300,000 names, whoever's chanting that daily, he said, I'll go to their home. 300,000. That's a lot of chanting. Isn't that what Haridas Thakur was doing? Yeah, 300,000. Set a high standard. If you want Lord Chaitanya to go take prasad at your home. They did? Yeah. And they said they would do that. Yeah. Whatever it took to get Lord Chaitanya to their home. In this connection, one may refer to Adilila which describes Udharana Dat, who also belonged to the Shaptagram Suvarna Vanik community. So here it's mentioned this great devotee, Raghunath Das Goswami. He was the son of this Govardhan, Madhu Madara. So he's the only son. Means that he was going to inherit a lot of money, a lot of Lakshmi. But he just wanted to leave. He just wanted to leave and go with Lord Chaitanya. But he couldn't escape. He had guards. The father had guards to make sure he didn't escape. But he kept on trying to escape. And he even gave him a beautiful wife, thinking, well, maybe this will do it, you know. So then still he wanted to escape. Because once you have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nothing else is interesting. Nothing else is interesting. Even such a beautiful wife that had been given to him. So the wife of Govardhan said, can't we chain him up? Can't we just chain him up? and he said to her, we have given him a wife that's like a goddess of fortune. Now, if that's not going to keep him, do you think chains are going to keep him? Be serious, yeah. So then finally he was able to escape. He went through the forest. I mean, it's a long distance from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. It's a long distance. And he just went straight through the forest. And, you know, the thick forest. And he went through, just determined. And then when he finally made it, he was living such a simple life. It's described that he was just eating whatever foodstuffs were thrown out. Even the cows wouldn't eat it. He would eat that. And Lord Chaitanya heard about that, and he went in there and he was taken off of his plate. This rejected food. And Raghunath Das Goswami said, my lord, you can't eat this. And Lord Chaitanya said, why are you not inviting me to your feast here? So Lord Chaitanya was appreciating his renunciation. So maybe we'll read one more if there's any comment or question. Both Haranya Madhumadara and Govardhan Madhumadara were very opulent and magnanimous. They were well-behaved and devoted to the Brahminical culture. They belonged to an aristocratic family, and among religionists, they were very prominent. But what's amazing is Lord Chaitanya, he mentioned that they were like what is it? They're living like in a pit in which one passes stool. That's what their life, because it was so opulent. But it was how could you be a sincere devotee of Krishna in such opulence? So he spoke very heavily, you know, very heavily. I couldn't believe it. It's like, wow. Now, but they're religious people, but still, because there's so much opulence, it's very difficult to surrender to Krishna. So we'll continue next week. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Any questions or comments or realizations? So for those of you on the internet, the question is that this Muslim king, or this governor, he was so low class, but somehow he received the mercy, the great mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how can we understand that mercy is available now as well? Well, it's not easy to understand that. I don't understand it either. But we can understand from what Srila Prabhupada has told us that the deity of the Lord, just like we have so many temples. So the deity is none different than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by rendering service to him, then certainly he'll give his mercy. Yeah. It's not easy to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like this amazing pastime of Chota Haridas. And there was another devotee who, remember that pastime? What was his name? He said people thought that Krishna had appeared. He was dancing on Kaliya. What was that devotee's name? He was also Lord Chaitanya's servant. He was traveling with Lord Chaitanya. And people were thinking that Lord Krishna had appeared. He was dancing on the Kaliya serpent. And he went to Lord Chaitanya and he said, "Can I go see Krishna also?" Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya, yes. So he also went to Lord Chaitanya. He said, "Can I go see Krishna also? He's appeared on the lake there and he's dancing on the hood of Kaliya." And Lord Chaitanya gave him a slap, you know. "You fool. That's not Krishna." And then some gentleman came to visit Lord Chaitanya and he asked about this. And they told him, "Oh, it's a boat out there, and they're thinking that the boat is Kaliya, and they have a lantern, and they're thinking that that's the reflection off the heads of the Kaliya serpent, and the boatman, they're thinking that's Krishna, and so just see." And Prabhupada comments that here is an instance where someone is traveling with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and doesn't understand. But he's thinking Krishna is somewhere else. And that's not Krishna. He's thinking Krishna is somewhere else. He's not there. But he's forgetting that Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna. He's seeing Krishna right there. So to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord is not an easy thing. And also not easy to surrender. So we have to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. Prabhupada one time told a devotee, he said, "When you rise in the morning, you should pray to Krishna, 'Please Krishna, help me to take this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously. Because I may die today, or I may die tomorrow. We don't know.'" So one key is that we have to take this process very seriously. Hearing, chanting, serving, and no maya. If we are absorbed in Krishna, we're absorbed in serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he'll reveal himself. And he'll help us. Yeah. Of course, we're conditioned souls. We're trying to get purified. But if we continue on, then we'll get purified. So many wonderful devotees have advanced in such a nice way by this process. So we also can advance by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.